Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and there's no thunderstorms today. So bright, shiny day, and we're going to have a great show today. My guest today is Lori Puskar. She's a chiropractic doctor. She's a client advocate and chief technical officer and on the board of directors of EULA Nutrition Systems, located here in Clearwater, Florida. And what they do with Nutrition Systems is that they have I'm going to let her explain. Hi, Lori. The reason why I invited Lori to be on the show and to talk about this system is actually because I've been to three different practitioners who do this. And I should say that I've done this over a period of years, this system. Maybe 10 or 12 years ago I started and I had a lot of success. But in that particular office, there was some stuff going on that they weren't very organized, which is no reflection on the system itself. It was just the office. It was having a problem. And they were also very far away. I was traveling like an hour's drive to go get this, and I just decided I needed something closer to home. And then I went to another practitioner of the system, and again had a lot of success. And I stayed with her for a couple of years and then decided to go work with someone else because I wanted to work with that particular person who was not doing the system. But I decided after 5 years of not doing it that I needed to go back to this system. And I keep going back to it and back to it and back to it because every time I do, I get good results.
Correct.
And so this is what we're going to talk about today. It's called nutrition response testing. But first, Lori, would you tell us about how the system was developed and how you became involved in it?
Sure. It was actually a personal means to an end for its developer, Dr. Freddie Ulan, who's also, he was a chiropractor trained and graduated in the 1960s. Unfortunately, in the early 1990s, Dr. Ulan ran into a little bit of a health situation of his own that, again, was trying very conservative methods and cleaning up his diet and doing the best he could, as, you know, most of us who are into health and nutrition, you know and understand how to apply the basics. Unfortunately, the basics just weren't doing the trick or turning his health around to the magnitude that he needed it to. So he basically started on his quest of finding who actually knew how to genuinely heal a body. And his studies and his research took him in and outside of the United States in order to find the truth, because there's many, many claims that are made, like you were saying, of different techniques, different products, different systems of all kinds in the healthcare industry. And he basically was his own guinea pig trying to find the ones that actually worked, that actually got the success, you know, and had the claims that they were, you know, promoting and preaching to mm-hmm. patients, et cetera. And out of that, he found no one really had, quote, the system. Everybody had a little bit of it, but no one really had it in its entirety. And he would speak to the, you know, we're talking about nutrition and medical grades here, you know, and we're right. And he was like, why don't you just teach the whole system? And one for one, everybody's kind of like, no, we like the piece we're teaching, and that's what we're going to stick to teaching. And he saw what was missing is the really step-by-step process of taking the brilliance of everybody's research, and we're going back all the way, you know, hundreds of, you know, and thousands of years, all the way back to traditional Chinese medicine and beyond. So mm-hmm. it wasn't like it was anyone in particular. So it was all the brilliance of all the different healthcare models. So what Dr. Ulan did is basically, since no one was actually teaching in, like you were saying, this very systematic form, is he took all the brilliance from all of the areas and what it really took for him to restore his health fully and completely, by the way, because he was quite ill. And he put that in the most workable system in the exact sequence, to the point where if you just do it the way, obviously, as you know, you're saying we teach and what I'm a part of now, you can almost guarantee the exact same result case to case, person to person, again, as long as you follow the sequence and you do it standardly.
One of the things, I want to hear the rest of the story, but I just want to interject this while I'm thinking of it. One of the things that I've seen in other practitioners that they give you treatments, but the treatments are often diagnostic.
Right.
And so they'll say, take this drug, or they'll say, take this supplement, and we'll see what it does, and we'll see if you get better. And I'm kind of laughing. I'm kind of laughing at that because that's not the way your system is. So just go ahead with your story, and we'll talk about
it. Yeah, no, it's absolutely
we'll talk
true.
About it later.
It's like too much trial and error at you know, a high expense to the patient,
right,
both personally and financially. So, yes, that's where, you know, Dr. Yulin's brilliance came in. It was a very workable, proven system that if you did this and you did it in this sequence, you know, depending on how severe the health situation, you could assume a, you know, an improvement or full success 3, 6, 3, 9 months, a year later, depending on what it took. But, again, the bottom line was following the sequence.
Right.
So that's what he did, and word got out, and everybody's like, Dr. Yulin, what did you do? And he's like, well, I just created this system. And they're like, well, you have to teach that to others. And he goes, no, that wasn't really the plan, but okay, kind of thing. You know, he definitely wanted others to know what he had done. So his goal and purpose really wasn't to be a teacher per se, but he had stumbled upon something that he knew his, you know, chiropractic peers and everyone else needed to know, general public, et cetera. And hence that was the birth, as you said, of nutrition response testing, which is the actual system of analysis that, that I just talked about that he developed through his own personal health story.
So then how did you get involved in it?
So then what happened is I was traditionally trained as a chiropractor, and I was in Pennsylvania at the time. And what I ran into, which many healthcare practitioners are running into, and it's not just chiropractors, it's everyone in the healthcare model, is that patients aren't doing well as you hope or expect, or you don't get the results you wanted. Like, you kind of sort of get some results, even like you said, the different care. You kind of got there, you got something, it was better than nothing, but you were still kept kind of, you know, hanging like, you know, you knew there was something that was missing. And so,
well, actually what happened for me, why I came back was that it wasn't that I wasn't improving.
Right.
It was that, and I'll just say, I just had my birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I turned 60.
Wow.
And people, when I tell people that, they say, oh no, you're not 60. You're not 60 because I look like I'm about 45.
Right.
And also, I do have ongoing health issues, which I've had for a long time, which I continue to improve. So it's not like I'm in spectacular health, but I'm not, I mean, I'm extremely functional in life, but there were still things that it's not like I'm lying in bed or having any restrictions or anything like that, but I just want to keep optimizing my health. And so even though I was making progress with the other doctor, I just got to a point where I said, we're not solving these things. We're not solving these specific items. And I thought, you know what? I just need to go back to nutritional response testing.
Right. And that's a key part of it, like you're saying, is the goal is, and where that missing part comes in is, yes, you can end up chasing symptoms. You can get into Band-Aid care. And even though you're using natural methods, you know, herbs, vitamins, you know, teas, et cetera, it's still just, to a certain degree, chasing symptoms and not getting at the true cause. So that's what the brilliance of this, because you're talking about total health restoration. You're not just talking about symptomatic improvement, which is obviously widespread in the alternative healthcare scene to begin with.
That's exactly
so that's
right.
What he discovered. And like I said, I was really staying natural with the true cause in mind as being a chiropractor myself, but wasn't getting the clinical results that I hoped or expected even within the chiropractic realm. So I had a suspicion there might be more to the big picture when it comes to how to truly fix and handle a body, and that maybe chiropractic, though a great component, possibly was only just one of the many components I had to take a look at. And so Dr. Yulin just happened to be doing a seminar teaching nutrition response testing in the state of Pennsylvania at the time, and I said, I'm there. I want to see and hear and find out if this is the piece that I've been missing. And, of course, as a practitioner it was, and then I went home and implemented it into the practice, and it was the piece I was missing with all of those chiropractic cases. So, again, they were all seeing improvement to some degree as a chiropractic patient, but I wasn't getting the miracles nor the complete result or, you know, symptomatic relief that turned into a total change in the health of the patient. And nutrition response testing allowed me to fix and handle fully and completely any of those cases that I had left that just I could never get, and the patient as well, that we as a team, the patient, I could just never get them where we really wanted to get them.
Well, we need to go to break, but when we come back, we want to hear more all about this because it really, you want to stay and listen because I've experienced these wonderful things myself. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Dr. Lori Poskar, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and today my guest is Lori Poskar. She's a doctor of chiropractic, but more importantly, she is a clinician of nutrition response testing, which we're going to talk about more. She's going to tell you all about the how this works and what the program is. But before we get to that, this is a show about toxic exposures and toxic chemicals and health effects, et cetera. So let's talk about how toxics fit into this program. I know that one of the things that you test for is toxic chemicals. So tell us about that.
Sure. The absolute truth is there's many barriers that patients and their health and the body is running into. And as you know, your talk about in the show and everything in your books talks about is a key component to that is definitely all of these toxins. And as you have mentioned, you know, in your other shows and that, and again, you know, I went through your books, is it's a toxin, it's a poison. It doesn't really matter the category. Obviously, the ones that are most understood by most people are the chemicals, but I've seen that you've mentioned about heavy metals, et cetera. So anything that can be considered, quote, a toxin or a poison to the body definitely needs to be ruled out ahead of time, because if those barriers are not eliminated prior to really trying to get the health and restoration and symptomatic improvement and really getting the patient in the true definition healthy, these barriers must be eliminated first and foremost.
I just want to emphasize this that you just said first and foremost, because mm-hmm. I'm always saying, and now you're saying from your viewpoint, that that you could do all these different treatments, but if you're still being exposed to toxic chemicals, if you've still got toxic chemicals in your body, if you're still being affected by toxic chemicals, those other things, they'll work to a certain degree, but the toxic chemicals will still prevent you from getting well.
Absolutely true. They are the true barriers, and if they show up in the patient's case, then obviously yes, they definitely have to be handled first and foremost. So let's just say a great example. So many people are concerned about heart disease and heart attacks and cholesterol, and you could be on the most perfect heart support program, all natural, all organic, vitamins, diet, etc. But if there is a true chemical or poisonous barrier in the way to getting that nutrition really into the heart and the heart tissues, like you said, they will never work to their fullest extent until that barrier of the chemical or the poison is removed. And that's absolutely true, both clinically, what I've observed, and physiologically as far as the body function and what you could hope to achieve, you know, from a true, you know, medical standpoint.
Can you just... We'll talk about the exact method when we come back from the next break. But can you tell us some examples of things that you've observed when you've treated people for chemicals?
Sure. First of all, what I've noticed, it's not an absolute, but they're all chemicals, metals, poisons, et cetera, are not created equal. There are ones that definitely cause more harm than others, and the ones that are, again, environmental and that you can get out of your home, your drinking water, et cetera, that, you know, many of your listeners are familiar with, they're definitely the more common ones. So they're the ones I usually concentrate on, as does the technique nutrition response testing, as those more obvious common ones, because they're usually the culprits, thank goodness. So it's not a complete mystery.
Which ones do you find are like the most common or the most effective?
One of the most common ones is definitely chlorine, because it's being used everywhere. It's used to whiten all of our grains, bread, rice, etc. It's in our drinking water, especially here living in Florida. It's in everyone's pools unless you have a natural style pool. It's a very common disinfectant and ingredient used across the board in every industry. So chlorine is a very common one. On the heavy metal side, you know, even though it's a metal but still under this toxic category, seeing a lot of mercury poisoning. You'll see a lot of aluminum poisoning and, you know, a lot of women's products, and there's aluminum. And, you know, it's just rampant, some of these main chemicals that are everywhere. So there are a few of the top ones.
And so what kind of effects do you see in the patient when they come in? Like what kind of symptoms do you commonly see as a result when people test positive for chemicals?
Interesting. We had talked about or briefly mentioned in the first segment. It was about what, you know, the theory behind nutrition response testing and how it ties into these chemicals and these toxins. Is that something that came out of this work and is one of the mantras is that anything can cause anything first and foremost. So interestingly enough, to answer your question, I'm going to use that, is I have seen these poisons cause everything. Uh-huh. I've seen it cause a little bit of a dark circle under the eyes all the way to a full-blown case of some severe autoimmune disease. So the answer is I've seen it be related to just about everything.
And when I was writing my last book, Toxic Free, I did a completely new study as if I had never studied toxic chemicals and their health effects before. And I just studied, and found all these studies. And my conclusion was that toxic chemicals have now been associated with every single kind of illness there is.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter. It's not, I mean, when I first started 30 years ago, I got into this field because I had an immune system dysfunction that was caused by toxic chemicals, and people didn't have associations with other things. Like they didn't even know that chemicals cause cancer, I think, back then. Mm-hmm. And now you can go online and you can find studies associated with anything that's wrong with your body. You can find a study that associates toxic chemicals with it.
Absolutely true. Part of it from just a biochemistry standpoint is these chemicals mimic or look like natural substances in the body. So that's part of how they get to be so dangerous and then can end up, you know, like you're saying, go across the board in any system. So there's, I don't have them all memorized, but there's a handful of chemicals that kind of sort of look like thyroid hormone or, you know, cholesterol or the female hormones. So when the body sees this chemical coming, it's not exactly sure if it's the real thing or not the real thing.
Right.
And then it confuses the body. So then that's how, like you're saying, you could have any chemical mimicking the real thing, and then that just body part or organ or system just pulls it in thinking, ooh, this is what I need. And then after it's in there, it's like, oops, made a wrong
thing. Oops, yeah.
So, and then, but you get all the symptoms of that organ in distress, regardless of what the mechanism that got you into trouble, the symptom pattern can be the same, whether it was lead or mercury or arsenic or acetate or pesticides. Once the problem has occurred, all you know is that the organ and or system or health situation and symptoms, you know, there's a pattern that the body does. And what our job is to go find out what got you into trouble in the first place.
Yes, and we're going to, when we come back from the break, we're going to find out all about the system. Lori's going to explain all of it because it's a very interesting system and it works really, really well. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Lori Pushkar. She's a doctor of chiropractic and a practitioner of nutrition response testing, which we're going to learn about in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today my guest is Lori Pushkar. She's a doctor of chiropractic, and she practices nutrition response testing. So tell us all about nutrition response testing.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, it's fantastic, of course, to advise. But,
it is fantastic. I want to just say one thing before you start talking.
Sure.
One of the reasons why I came back to it now was because I have some long-term things going on that I've tried lots of things for, and when I looked at the cost of nutrition response testing versus the cost of going to other doctors, it's immensely different. Because I was looking at, like, I talked to one doctor who said, oh, yeah, I can totally solve what's going on with your body, and it's $2,000 worth of tests for the first appointment. And when you go to nutrition response testing, the practitioner charges you for an office visit. I pay $43 for my visit, and then you pay for some supplements, whatever it happens to be. But there are supplements that cost like $19, $22. It's not thousands of dollars to do this.
Right. One thing definitely in this model is that we're looking for freedom in healthcare for everyone. and that this has to, there can't be any barriers to getting a sick person well, regardless of circumstances. So if you're really going to get the truth about health out to the entire country at a cost that everyone can afford, that every average American family throughout the country could have everyone in the family on a program, yes, there's a cost-affordable calculation that needs to be taken a look at, and something that is designed inherently into nutrition response testing itself. So yes, you're absolutely correct on that point.
Yes, and so I wanted everybody to know this so that if when you're listening to this and you think, oh, that's something that I'd like to do, you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look at today's, the description of today's show, and at the bottom there's a link that where you can just click on the link and it'll take you to the page where you can find somebody in your area who can do this with you.
Right. That's the great thing is it's across the country. So I know a lot of listeners are either snowbirds and or have friends and family across the country. So this isn't something local that I'm just in our local area. So
oh, this show actually is going all over the world.
Okay, wonderful. I wasn't exactly sure how far we were talking, which is fantastic.
We're going around the world.
Yay! All right. Well, let's talk about, you know, that's what we're talking about, how, you know, freedom of health care is that everyone in the world deserves health and at an affordable price. So that's fantastic. So everyone's going to get the message that basically that there is hope and it comes in the form of help in nutrition response testing. So excellent. I'm glad I know that.
Okay. So tell us about the program.
Okay, good. So, you know, nutrition response testing itself is derived from previous techniques, and I'm sure many of your listeners know about muscle testing. So it comes out of the world of traditional muscle testing. Another word that many listeners will be familiar with is applied kinesiology. And again, as you're saying, is like many listeners might be like, oh, I already tried that and it didn't work. And like many things in life, is like, okay, you might have tried something like it, but let me tell you, you didn't try nutrition response testing.
That's right. The way you do it is totally different from any muscle testing I've ever had.
Absolutely, which was, again, part of Dr. Ulan's original discoveries, that muscle testing definitely was a key part, but, again, not the only part. So nutrition response testing encompasses all of those workable principles, but also workable principles from other areas of the healthcare field. So again, it's a non-invasive analysis then based on muscle testing procedures. So you're using your body as your answer key, which is fantastic because this brings us back to the whole anything can cause anything. Is I honestly don't know in moving forward in the beginning before I do my full analysis what exactly we're going to find. I only know those common denominators that most people get themselves in trouble with, as we already talked, chemicals, toxins, poisons being one of the key areas. And via the muscle testing, I can then ask that individual patient's body which one. Because argumentatively, what could be true is, let's say the patient does have acetate poisoning, arsenic poisoning, and pesticide poisoning. Not only do I need to gather that data, I also need to ask the body which one is the one I need to handle first. And what the goal would be is you get the domino effect that if I handle the arsenic, let's say, that will handle the other two for me. So it's really putting together a tailor-made, ultra-specific nutrition program for each individual patient. So even if you had two identical patients both experiencing chemical poisoning, my goal would be isolate which chemicals, which poisons, in which order, and then the exact nutritional program to support that patient and that patient's particular toxicity itself.
Would you talk a little bit more about doing things in sequence? Because that's such a key part of this, is that the body wants to handle certain things first.
It's
Can you explain more about how that works?
Absolutely true. There's a word, obviously, in the health industry, especially when you get into the alternative medicine, is what we want to tap into and communicate with is the innate intelligence of this body. And though I, as the doctor, have my priority order and the patient themselves has their priority order, the actually only priority order that matters is the one of this innate intelligence.
Yeah.
It's also known or called the autonomic nervous system. It's that part of the body that makes you survive and live despite any barriers or factors you can basically throw at it. So I want to talk to the guy in charge, and that's who's in charge. And again, you have to do it in sequence. So I might think it's lead first, and the body's like, nope, I got it on the lead, but however, I need you to handle my arsenic first. So it allows you then, like I said, to get that domino effect. It's the exact same principle as opening a combination lock. I might have the numbers, but if I don't have those numbers in the right order, that lock will never open. And that is exactly the same. Your innate intelligence, your autonomic nervous system has that same keypad, and I have to do it in the exact order. Otherwise, I, quote, never open the case for full healing and health.
You know, I've just been having that experience. Last week, when I went to my practitioner, I said, well, I'm having some problems with my eyes. Would you give me something for my eyes? And he said, no. He said, your body doesn't want anything for your eyes. It doesn't want to handle your eyes right now.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't give me anything.
Exactly.
And, you know, I walked into his office with about 50 bottles, no, not that many, maybe 35 bottles of different kinds of supplements. And he says, why are you taking all these things? Mm-hmm. And it's because of what we were talking about earlier, the diagnostic effects of supplements, that you just take all these things and see what the symptoms, if it does it handle the symptoms.
Correct.
But what my doctor gives me is, on the first visit, I walked in with like these 35 bottles, and he gave me two bottles.
Right.
He gave me two bottles of things that nobody else had given me.
Yeah.
And these were the things that my body needed. And one of them was actually a homeopathic remedy, which nobody ever, ever in my entire 60 years has ever given me.
Fantastic.
And it was, and I started feeling better right away.
That's the whole key.
Yeah, it was the right one in the right sequence.
Yes, absolutely. That's the key, is doing it in the right order and exactly what that innate intelligence wants to do.
Good. Well, when we come back from break, we'll talk more about this. I just think this is so fascinating. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lori Pushkar. She's a doctor of chiropractic and a practitioner of nutrition response testing, which we've been learning about, and we'll find out more as soon as we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Lori Pushkar, doctor of chiropractic and also a practitioner of nutrition response testing. And if you want more information about nutrition response testing, or if you want to find somebody in your area, just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look for today's show, and at the end of the description, there's a link that you can just click right on there and takes you right to the page where you can find someone who can do this with you in your area. Okay, so tell us more about the program.
Sure. So just to recap, as far as nutrition response testing, as we had said, is it's definitely doing things in the exact sequence. And then, again, communicating directly with the person in charge, which I would love to say is the patient, but it's actually the patient's insides and its nervous system, and it's the, you know, the computer system in there that's actually in charge. So what's wonderful about nutrition response testing is it gives the practitioner the opportunity to communicate to the actual control center. What that leads to then is, obviously, as I said, a tailor-made program that's exactly right for that patient. And that gives the practitioner certainty and confidence that what they're doing is going to actually get the results that they're expecting, because that is key. So all of that other stuff, though it's beautiful and wonderful, is the bottom line, and both practitioners and patients should be asking this question, is what is the result? How good is it, and how fantastic, and how good can good be? So it's one thing to be like, oh, yeah, I took that, and I think I feel a little bit better, and like, oh, my gosh, like, that's the difference in, you know, what is the result. So that's what I love about Dr. Yulin, and why I still wanted to get into this work personally, is that his standard for care and results is like nothing I've ever seen. It's almost like, if it's not perfect, anything less than that is almost unacceptable. So we know there isn't anything perfect in this world, but the goal never is anything less than that. So we totally paint the picture for both practitioners and patients, is to expect the best, and let's work together as a team and do the best we can in cooperation with your body to get you there. So never expect less. And that that is what I've seen nutrition response testing stand true to every single time in every case I've ever dealt with.
Well, tell us what happens if somebody were to come in for a first appointment. What would that look like?
The first appointment takes approximately an hour to an hour and a half because there's a lot of reading and training and getting a full understanding of what is about to occur, especially if the theory and idea of muscle testing is new. And then we do a full system of analysis based on the nutrition response testing. And then there's also some other tools we will use to analyze how well you're doing to start. Because one of the things we need to establish is a baseline on how much work we're going to have to do. So not only are the nutrition response testing answers valuable, but we need to know, well, what kind of prognosis can we expect? So that's all of that data is gathered on the first visit. Then our first visit is actually a two-part visit, and what we like to do is the practitioner likes to sit down for a good 15 minutes, half hour, hour, depending on the case, to review all of those materials and data collected and the analyses done. Then the part two, you come back, and then all of that is sat down and gone over with you again to make sure nothing was missed, and really, again, as I was saying, lay out for you this standard of care and this tailor-made program of what you could expect. So what we would need of you in order to fulfill your patient roles, and then also what you could expect of us as what we're going to be doing as a healthcare facility and what you could expect from the practitioner. So we really don't want to leave any stone unturned prior to you saying, yes, let's get started. We really want to make sure and establish that we're a team and we're going to be working together on this for the long term. And basically, the two of us together, we're going to do whatever it takes to get you there. And that is really what you're trying to establish through that whole initial consultation procedure is what's the situation and what is it really going to take to handle that?
Yeah. Yeah. And we should also be really clear that this isn't an overnight fix. It takes some months.
Absolutely true. Yes.
It takes some months. And sometimes it's like I've been going this round for a couple of months. I think it's been 2 months. Mm-hmm. I'm still taking the same things that I started with, but in different doses. Mm-hmm. And that I've been going every week, and I get checked out again, and then the dose changes, or if necessary, then what I'm given is changes. And now I'm about to start going every 2 weeks now.
Yes.
And then you go every 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is. And so as you go, that you don't have to go every week. It's not like the cost of this goes down as time goes by because you're not going every week.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and so it's not that much money to begin with. It costs a lot less than insurance. I'll tell you that.
Yes, exactly. And yes, because you're getting, you know, we consider this the true health insurance. We consider that card you carry around in your pocket more of a just-in-case or God forbid insurance. But if you're talking about true health and establishing and restoring true health actually comes from the diet you eat and the nutritional supplement program that you're on. That is the thing that's actually going to restore by the real definition of health in any person.
So now here's a new thing that I have never seen anyplace else. Tell us about scars. Why do you
The interesting thing about scars comes back to this control panel that I was talking about. If you take a look at the body as a computer system, and much of that computer system, when it comes out, you know, out into the rest of the body, it starts obviously in the brain, but then all of your nerves basically make up the rest of that communication system that go out literally to the tip of your toes and your fingertip. And those nerve-ending fibers are actually very close to the surface of the skin, and that when you get a scar that's prior, a cut or an injury or damage to those nervous system fibers, those nervous system fibers tend not to ever heal and restore fully and completely after whatever that injury or trauma to the area you received, and then the resultant scar is proof that that damage has occurred. So what you have to do is getting that, again, going back to that computer system control panel, you have to get the entire body's system communicating as perfect or as close to perfect as possible. So if there's a scar in the way that's hindering some certain communications going over those specific nervous system fibers, we have to handle that as one of the barriers, because it could be just, it's not that you necessarily need vitamin C or vitamin D or vitamin E, it's that the brain cannot get the communication down to wherever to say, hey, we need it, or hey, we don't need it. It could be just literally a communication breakdown as opposed to a true nutritional deficiency.
Yeah, and that's what's so interesting to me, is that this is also exact, that you know all the where all these barriers are and different
Correct.
Ways that the body can be affected, that it can stop communicating inside
Exactly.
the body. And so many different practices don't even include these kinds of things.
Right. So the goal is I personally, as a practitioner, I don't like mysteries. I don't like guessing. I don't like doubt. Part of my goal was that I wanted to practice, again, as close to perfect as possible, with the certainty, the confidence, and the confidence that when you said, can I get you well, I actually can truthfully and ethically say, yes, I can. And that's my goal as a practitioner. And then, like you said, where nutrition response testing comes in is then, okay, so now that we've agreed to that, how are we going to go about it? And nutrition response testing allows us to create the path that's going to take us from point A to point B.
So basically what you're treating with is nutrition. You're treating with, you give everybody a diet and nutritional supplements. And
right.
that there's no medicine, there's no drugs, there's no any of those things that we associate with healthcare.
Yes, correct. Yeah, it's truly like a safe, natural solutions. There's definitely, you know, without the use of drugs or surgeries or that traditional medical model of any kind. And then also you're looking at, dietary recommendations, nutritional supplementation. And then the last one, which brings us back to the whole point behind this show, is any of those barriers. So there's environmental recommendations and implementation that will need to occur. So it's not a matter of just eating the perfect diet and taking the perfect nutritional program. It's also handling those things in your environment that would be poison or toxic by any definition, and making sure that they're part of the case, because they're just as absolutely inherent and valuable and pertinent to getting a sick person well as the other two pieces.
Yes, yes. We agree on that point.
Yes, I know.
it's just really good to have you on to validate. Because I mean, I'm not a doctor,
mm-hmm.
but I'm very educated in this field, and I've read a lot, and I have my own personal experiences, and I talk to people, and toxic chemicals really do come down to, you know, if you don't handle them, then they're going to make you sick. That's
yep. it,
sooner or later, that's what's going to happen, even if you're not sick now.
Absolutely.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, toxic chemicals are going to make you sick. They're going to accumulate in your body, and they're going to make you sick, and that's just the truth of the world today. And I'm very happy to hear that you agree with that from the background that you have and your clinical observations on a daily basis.
Yes.
So we have less than a minute.
Okay.
So any final thing you'd like to say for a few seconds?
I want to just thank all the listeners that are listening to the show or will listen to it. And, you know, basically what I just want to say to everyone is don't give up. There's definitely hope. If you have any health situation of any kind for any reason, just keep searching and finding the correct practitioner, ideally a nutrition response testing practitioner who could really get to the true cause. So don't give up, and expect the best in your own personal health so that you can
Thank
achieve.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
We're coming to the end of the show. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindgay. Be well.